With the Browns' starting quarterback situation still up in the air, offensive coordinator North Turner has been hard at work getting the new Browns quarterbacks up to speed for Sunday's matchup.
It's a challenge. Alex was here last week. He got a little bit of familiarity. Caleb has actually obviously played some, has been in a system similar to ours. I thought he practiced. I thought both guys did well yesterday, but I thought he was comfortable in practice yesterday. We're just trying to get him up to speed as quickly as we can.
But it sounds like you might get Jason back. Chad just said at least he's cleared to practice.
He is cleared to practice, and that's obviously the next step. I'm not a doctor, but he's been real sharp and in the meetings and, seems to be doing well. Obviously, the doctors have to confirm that. And then we'll see how he is, if he is able to play and how he can go through it.
What kind of relief is it that he's back on the practice field for you guys?
Well, just getting him back in the walkthrough, I think everyone felt a sense of relief in terms of, there's some continuity. Now we're going to work all three guys and, make sure that we've covered all the bases in terms of getting ready and going to play a very good football team.
Would you be in a situation, if Campbell can play on Sunday, where you'd have to worry about him being able to make it through the game, and you still have to get the other guys ready?
We have to. Obviously every week you have to get all your guys ready, but this is a, it's obvious that we would have to make sure, we do the right things in terms of what we do with Jason, and then make sure the other guys are ready to go.
You've been doing this so long, how often do you not know at this point in the week who your quarterback's going to be? That hasn't happened too often, I imagine.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's, there's a lot of firsts this year for a lot of us. When you really think about it, obviously three guys have played, but we've had six different games where we've had a different starter, and that's a challenge. It's not as hard on the coaches as it is on the players. And sometimes in a critical situation there's a false start or there's something that doesn't come up as clean as you'd like, and that's why you have one guy and you teach him how to play and everyone gets used to him and everyone gets on the same page, and it's I think our players have handled it well, but it is a challenge. That's what makes it pretty amazing what Josh has done throughout this entire period. Obviously what Jordan has done in terms of going out and having the production they've had, because it's hard. It's hard on the quarterbacks. It's hard on the receivers.
At first glance, when you look at, Haney started four games, Tanny hasn't started any, at first glance you would think that would give Haney the advantage, but does it necessarily?
Well, it's what we're trying to evaluate, and I think both guys bring something different to the table, and we just got to make a decision if Jason can't go.
How optimistic should you or anybody be that Jason has taken this next step about his chances about playing on Sunday?
Well, it's the next step, and I was, as you all said, I was relieved, but I do know that he's got another step to go to be cleared. So, we've been meeting extra with the young guys and doing everything we can to cover all the bases.
Question on Whedon, that is, did his implosion at the end of the first half prove that it's just too risky to make him a number one, or did his second half prove that he can be a number one?
Well, it's so hard for all of us, everyone watching, for us coaching, for Brandon, because he played so well through so many stretches, and he just made two real bad decisions in terms of the interceptions, and you can't do that. And we want to be aggressive, we want to go play, attack, and you just can't throw the ball to the other team in that situation. I thought we were gaining control of the game, and we put our defense in a real tough situation by doing that.
Has Josh Gordon noticeably gotten better in the last month, or is it just the numbers are just?
I think guys get better, particularly young players, get better at a real fast rate, and he has gotten better. But then the circumstances have been such that he's gotten a lot of opportunities. And I always tell these guys, when you get these opportunities, make the most of them, because there's going to be games where they're not going to give you those opportunities. It's not going to come up the way it has. And we've had games like that. So he's obviously made the most of all the opportunities, and he's made a lot of plays.
Where does Tlaib rank among the corners that he's gone against in this stretch?
We've played against good corners. The biggest thing is, we haven't had a team just say, we're going to go up and just play man and lock down. We've seen a variety of coverages, a good mix of coverages. So I think Josh has benefited from that because we move him around a lot and we've put him in position to make plays. That's the next step when you get a corner that's, a top-level corner and he comes up and he says, hey, I'm just going to play you man all day, then it becomes a little bit of different type of competition.
Your experience against Belichick, would you expect him to have something interesting or unique in terms of how he covers for you?
Well, they do a great job of taking away, making you play left-handed, taking away your strengths. They've always have, and some of that opens up all their other opportunities. So we just have to adjust to what they're doing. And, our biggest deal is not getting the ball to Josh. We need to get first downs. We did that last week. We had 24 first downs. So, we need to, if we give us opportunities to run the ball, we need to run the ball. I thought we did that last week. The number one thing we have to do, I said the same exact thing the last time we spoke, we've got to eliminate the turnovers. If we had not turned the ball over last week, we would have been in great position to win the game.
Belichick likes sometimes to beat up on receivers with his corners. I mean, is that taking a risk with a guy like Josh because he's so strong and physical?
Well, when they get up and bang you and really work over the receivers, they usually have a safety over the top. They do a good job of the place they really work guys over, the backs and tight ends coming out of the backfield. They do a good job. So it does open up opportunities to run the ball if you can run the ball. It's going to be a mix, and hopefully Josh gets his opportunities. I think he will.
Did he show you anything you didn't know on that 95-yard touchdown? Were you surprised at all by the way he's able to pull away from everyone?
No, he can run. He can run. I don't think anyone ever questioned that. I just think, we sat out here, and that's why I don't pay attention to all the people that come in here for 1 or 2 days and watch practice. We sat here in August, and everyone complained the guy doesn't work hard, he doesn't run routes, he doesn't finish. And that was the last, in that 4 minutes left in the game, he had probably run, he'd already caught 9 balls for 150 yards. He ran, I didn't see him not run a route full speed. And he goes 95 yards and pulls away from some pretty fast guys. The play that was equally as impressive in the Hail Mary, if you put a clock on him, I'm sure the 40-yard dash time would have been incredible because he was running as hard as you can run, hoping he had a chance to make a play. So all this, August talk is just talk. And he's a young player that's maturing and getting a lot better, and I think he can really get a lot better. We just need to, keep working the way we've been working, the way he's working.
Can he be as good as any receiver that you've ever played against or coached?
I wouldn't do that to anybody. Obviously, he's proven he can be a elite receiver in this league in terms of production because he's already doing that in terms of 1,200 yards in the number of games he's played. Now, I always tell guys, I've been around a lot of guys that have had a great game. I've been around some guys who've had a great year. The great ones that you're talking about do it week to week to week, and then they do it 2 years in a row, then they do it 3 years in a row, then they do it 4 years in a row. And then you do it like that, and then people can start comparing you to some of those people you're asking about.
There are certain receivers where it doesn't matter what the scheme is, that receiver will have some production that day.
I've been with some really good receivers who have been shut out. So I if a defense wants to just completely eliminate you, I've seen it been done. We work hard not to have that happen. And, if it was Michael Irvin, I had to hear about it for a week. So we're going to try to do everything we can to get guys involved.
When we talked to Josh, he seems to have that humility. Kind of like what you're talking about. He says, I really haven't done it yet. I have a long way to go. Is that how he comes across when you deal with
him? Yeah, he really does. And I think, he's I think Scott's done a good job of, keep coaching him while he's having success and make sure he understands that even though he's having success, he can do even the plays he's making, he can play better, he can run a better route. There's little things he can continue to get better at, and I think he wants to do that.